We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
Can we move all your drinks? Or no?
No, we can't. You bitch. Here's the thing. I want you to know that you look like the sweaty balls woman from SNL.
Okay.
And that is on a gas tire, I think.
Yes, it is.
With headphones on and that same haircut.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
We, and I may say as an entity, we here at Two Dykes and a Mic stan every female member of SNL from that era. In a way that would probably shock you.
You have no idea what they meant to me growing up.
Okay.
And what they mean to me now sexually.
Anna Gasteyer?
Just the name alone.
First of all.
The name
I'm
alone.
Halfway there.
Living on a prayer, baby.
When I say Anna Gasteyer, I'm thinking to myself, what's next? Cunnilingus? Me hopes.
Me hopes. Dude. Well, we're going to get canceled.
No. I think that's a... That's a not weird thing to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. Today we have such a fucking great episode. This is actually sponsored by a top tier Diane Shark. You get to be a top tier when you are at a top tier. And then an episode is dedicated to you.
This episode is sponsored by Lauren Babbitts. Go ahead.
Please. I love Lauren Babbitts so much. Every once in a while, we have a Shark or a Diane that we get to really know because of our like live episodes that we do on Zoom every month. And also
the
just
tea
through
episodes.
All the DMs and stuff. Do you say the tea episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the tea.
Because they've learned a lot of stuff that we cannot say publicly.
Yeah. Honestly, we have to start making them sign NDAs for these episodes.
I know.
But I know, I feel like I know this particular Shark Diane so much that like thank you for being a top tier Shark Diane. This episode is dedicated to you and it's a very special episode.
It's a very special episode for two reasons. Actually three.
Yeah.
First off, Valentine's episode.
Yoo-hoo.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Valentine's week to all the Sharks, all the Dianes.
We love you guys so much and I hope that you're out there eating candy and getting railed.
Yeah. Or eating candy and not getting railed.
If that's what you're into.
If that's also what you're into.
As long as you're honestly just having a treat, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
For all the diabetic sharks out there, whatever makes you happy, I hope that you're watching porn that is ethical. And I hope that you're getting your rocks off in a way that feels healing.
The second reason why this is such an important episode.
Yeah.
Is because you and I are in the studio. And if you're watching this, you're like, oh my God, where are we?
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, you're like, that sounds great. That audio is not shaky at all.
Right.
Rachel,
I can't hear Mackenzie exhale through her nose.
And that's a huge problem that you're going to have. And it's weird because I have no nostrils.
I know, but that's why you can hear it. It's such a tight hole.
It's whistling.
It's like whistling crazy. Out.
We're in the studio. We are recording live at Spotify Studios in Los Angeles.
Shout out Spotify. Thanks for the hookup.
Spotify rocks. Shout out Neha.
Yeah, for real.
We're having the best time of our lives. I have never sat across from you and recorded a podcast. Honestly, looking this deep into your eyes.
What do you think about it?
Sensual.
I have to say, as somebody who is, I would say, a hyper extrovert, so extroverted to the point where I get viscerally uncomfortable one-on-one with people, I love this. And that's a shock to me. Do you like it?
I'm more used to seeing a different side of you physically.
How's my front, babe?
You look good.
Stop. Quit trying to fuck me today.
It's our Valentine's Day episode.
HR.
HR big time.
HR, now that we're in a place where have badges.
Actually, Spotify does have an HR. We have to be careful.
When is the last time I recorded with shoes on?
I have a bra on.
Hi.
Yeah.
Wait, and it's also special because...
We have in the studio, honestly, one of our favorite artists, period. We have G Flip in the studio today. And this is also a two-parter. This is part one.
Yeah.
We get into some nitty-gritty stuff with G Flip.
We get into it. We have a lot of LOLs and a lot of FUN.
Yeah, we do.
I'll say this.
What will you say, Rachel?
There's another reason why it's very exciting.
Why?
If you listen closely, mm-hmm. and actually, I would actually like to take it a step further. If you're listening to this episode and it's Valentine's week and you're feeling like, I kind of want to turn this episode into a drinking game, mm-hmm. if that's what you do, cut to me relapsing.
I was going to say, you are a sober person.
Okay, but I love games. Mm-hmm. You can drink whatever. Every time you hear Mackenzie's stomach growl so loud that you think, what's wrong with Ken? Take a drink.
Okay, I do want to preface this because there are so many moments in this episode mm-hmm. and next week's episode where my stomach sounds like I'm actively sharting on camera.
I'm fucking dead, it's, dude.
Here's the thing. Also, that is one of my, I would say, because you know I'm like a nervous person. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of always anxious. Mm-hmm. My thing that I am most scared about mm-hmm. is being live on an episode with a guest.
A guest that we
actually like really look up to.
That we manifested.
Yeah.
G Flip on the Two Dykes and a Mic episode has been on our vision board for like a while.
I've been wanting to meet and hang out with G Flip for a long time. And this
and your body sometimes does betray you.
I want to be honest. My body betrays me on the regular. Every single day, my body does something that I'm begging for it not to do.
Yeah, your body certainly is not a wonderland. I'll say that.
No.
If anything.
Have you ever seen those theme parks in like horror movies where the theme park shut down like 50, 60 odd years ago? Mm-hmm. That's my body.
Your body is like an old,
rundown,
rusty swing mm-hmm. where the bottom is kind of blown clean out and it's still just.
Boy, is the bottom blown clean. Oh, so my stomach is making horrid noises during this podcast episode. I'm at one point, I almost did a spit take into the side of your face.
I know that. So, I think we just want to get ahead of it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a PR team during a crisis.
Yeah.
We want you to know that we know and we're aware and we're going to take steps moving forward to be better.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Like if you and I as a podcast ever did have a crisis, mm-hmm. it would be something with my body.
For sure. It would be, there's shard everywhere.
It would be an IBS related, something bad happened to my personal body.
Yeah. All that's to be said.
Yeah.
We really hope that you enjoy this episode, but also we did release a bunch of cities for our spring tour. Please go to our website, twodykesandamic.com, and make sure that you get your tickets ASAP because they're probably selling out as we speak, and we can't wait. What we do at this live show is such a fun, special experience that honestly would make a great gift. Okay, I'm sorry. I just got so distracted by this one droplet of water that I'm like, did that come from my face?
There's
do you
no
think?
Way to know where that came from.
Fuck, and it looks question. Like it's solidifying like honey.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm really glad that you asked that, Rania. Sorry. Nazara, my angel, mm-hmm. actually will remain anonymous.
I still to this day don't know your fiance's name.
Me neither. She refuses to tell me. This is what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. My fiance has actually surprised me with a reservation for high tea.
Are you for real?
Yeah. In Pasadena.
Dude, I'm obsessed with high tea.
I know. We both are, which is kind of like, of course we both are.
We're all obsessed with the same things. I think high tea is for queer women.
I'm really glad that you said that because I know that this might come as a shock to the straight community. For mm-hmm. all of our straight Dianes listening, shout out.
Yeah.
Tell your boyfriend I say.
What's up?
Precisely. I know you're like, oh, it's so femme. It's so delicate. It's fine china. No. Mm-mm. It's finger food.
It's finger forward. How do you hold the cup? Hi.
Bing.
Bing. Pinky out, honey.
Yeah. The way that she likes it.
Yeah.
That whole experience is very, very queer. The sugar cubes?
Dude. cute.
You want me to grab tongs to grab a sugar cube to drop it in my steaming hot tea?
It's very precise.
Yeah, it's just like gay sex.
It's also...
It takes way too long. There's too many courses. Mm-hmm. And right when you think you're done, they're like, actually, here's an eclair, bitch.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's very queer. I also do think when you get that many people together in a circular table,
yes,
all sipping something, mm-hmm, you're plotting. And that's, yep, gay. That's gay plotting.
You're halfway to a coven.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. I do find a tea party, mm-hmm, is one of the queerest type of parties.
Yeah, for sure. No one there.
You're gossiping.
Yeah.
Okay. You're eating, like you said, tiny, tiny sandwiches.
Yes.
With the fillings. You have no idea what those fillings
are. You don't ask.
No, you can't ask.
No.
It's not vegan.
Mm-mm. It is not.
It's not.
Honestly, I'm just so excited to be in that setting because I what I like about it, it's so intentional, mm-hmm, that is part of why it's so queer.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes I feel like straight sex can be kind of like sloppy. We're kind of like rolling around. I've never had it, as you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely know that the way that I have sex, yeah, is so, I want to say premeditated comes to mind.
It also, premeditated is, yes, definitely. Because you're putting in a lot of effort and you're thinking a lot about the whole thing as an overarching, there's a theme.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does feel like an orchestra.
Can I tell you something insane that I literally wasn't going to tell you, but here the fuck we go.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
We are wearing headphones right now.
It's nice.
My stomach just made another noise.
Can you hear it?
No, but I felt it. And I was like, if you and I weren't wearing headphones, this would have been a big one.
Maybe we should have worn headphones the whole time.
The whole time.
Maybe we're moving forward. We go full DJ.
We got to go DJ.
Look at me. Am I dating Lindsay Lohan in the early 2000s? Yep.
Do you think I could have been a DJ?
Absolutely not.
Why?
You don't have enough sex appeal.
Okay. But I have wrists. Oh. Yeah. They're not giving enough.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I've started doing something insane lately. Mm-hmm. I have started, and this I want to relate this to Valentine's Day as like a Valentine's Day sexy tip that I would like to impart to the queer community.
Yeah.
I think there's a culture of leaving sex toys in little floppy boxes underneath your bed and in closets.
Yeah, I don't personally, but I know that that's a thing.
Yeah, or like your bedside table. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got their dillers and their vibes and their straps and their doohickeys and their ropes and their tapes are kind of hidden away in one particular place.
Yeah.
I've started doing this thing where I am leaving them in plain sight. Not even Easter eggy. Not even like where to find.
So that's what I do is Easter eggy. But
that's hot.
Plain sight.
I know.
What if you have a guest over?
We don't. And we won't.
Okay.
The second, I mean, listen, obviously you have to cater it to the week. If your parents are coming to town, please, dear God, Diane's, hide the dillers.
Yeah, you have to.
But if it's a slow week at home, I've started putting them almost like they're decoration within different parts of the house.
Okay.
And it has done this thing where it's almost like, you know that like thing in movies where if you see a gun, you're going to have to use a gun in act three?
Yes.
It's that, but with sex.
So if you see a diller, you know tonight's the night.
A diller, but it's not always, I mean, it could be
no,
other
I know,
stuff
a
too.
Rope.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it somehow is incepting everyone in the house that, like, it's keeping, mm-hmm, this energy of, like, at any time,
I
could you
handcuff
could be
you.
Getting railed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a very exciting energy in the apartment, and I think that we should, as a community, mm-hmm, if you see something, move on. But try it. What do you think?
I love that so much. I do feel like my house is the opposite in the sense of like I leave a lot of like Wuthering Heights, like a lot of Bronte books out. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
A lot of like Pride and Prejudice.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All of it. And it does lead to no sex.
Yeah. I feel like your equivalent is like, somebody might learn something tonight.
Yeah. Somebody might read a little tonight. And then get too sleepy for everything else.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Somebody might get really cozy tonight.
Yeah.
Which is a very fun energy as well for a house, mm-hmm, you know.
Yeah. It's fascinating. We're both very different and also the exact same person.
Also, it is weird. We are the same, but of the different coin. I feel like you've been to my house.
Yeah.
You know, when we hook up.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
We'll pause. Because we have had a lot of people recently be like, I thought you two were actually dating.
Yeah.
I want all the Dianes and Sharks out there to know. Anybody listening? Rachel and I are not dating.
Not only are we not dating.
I'm actively married.
Mackenzie's married. I'm engaged.
Hey.
And also, and this might shock the nation, we've never hooked up.
Ever.
And she keeps begging.
I'm begging every night.
And
on
I
the
keep
road.
Saying, let me finish this one chapter of the book. It gets really good here. I'm in Leviticus. I'm reading the Bible. What?
It's getting really good here.
It's getting really good.
Things are steaming up.
It's getting good. You can't eat shellfish.
Okay.
Okay. That being said, when you're in my house, mm-hmm. and this is what's kind of a surprise, I have sex toys not hidden Easter egg. They're out. They blend in. You have been around them the last time you
Are
were
you
over.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I didn't know?
I was embarrassed and I didn't want to draw attention to it, but you never found out.
Where was it? Just tell me now because I'm not there right now. Where was it?
It's to the left of the TV.
And it was just sitting there out.
It was not just sitting there, dude. It was fucking...
Standing there.
Standing there.
At attention?
Yes.
What's crazy is that we had to watch that TV.
I know. And you didn't...
Are
and
you fucking kidding me?
No.
And
serious.
Was it a dealer? Just
yes.
Standing?
And pink.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Did you take it down or am I going to see it?
I moved it.
God. I'm going to take a lap at your house next time.
Please don't.
I'm going to take a lap. I'm going to try and find the hidden, not hidden dealers.
Okay. Well...
I'm excited.
It's kind of a fun game.
It's
and
fun.
I think that this is something that, like, I don't know if straight people have this much fun with their friends.
Yeah.
Because queer people, not only are we out here swapping stories.
Yeah.
But we're saying, LOL, is that a diller over there? Do you remember when Demi Lovato posted that picture?
It's one of my favorite things to remember. It was one of the biggest dillers I've ever seen.
Who would have thought that that oopsie would turn into actually inspiration for our Valentine's Day?
There we go. I'm so excited for this Valentine's Day episode.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? How rude of me to just blah, 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 my diller this, my diller that, high tea is gay. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm getting a very exclusive reservation for me and my wife at a restaurant that we've been trying to go to for over 2 years.
That's hot, dude.
I'm so excited. I've been to this place once or twice.
Oh my God. What is it?
I'm not going to tell. I'll tell you off the pod.
Okay. It's McDonald's.
It's
the one with the playpen on Ventura and Encino.
And I'm really excited about that. And then I'm going to surprise her with like a little gift. I've got a nice gift I'm buying.
Really? You're a great gift giver.
Yeah. So it's like, there's nothing funny about it. I'm just going to go full romance on her.
That's really sweet.
But I'm going to do it the day before. I don't do Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I'm
smart.
Not going to get scammed.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. And you know me. I'm not here to get... You're not going to surcharge me on Valentine's
Day.
No,
you're not.
I'm going out Feb 13. Right?
Genius.
And we'll ring in Valentine's Day together.
Yes.
That's it. But you're not going to... Listen. I hate when the man... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism. Is going to make...
Bezos.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Bezos... is going to make me a queer woman
yep.
spend more money than I need to on my wife.
Absolutely not.
So I'm going to do it the day before.
I really like that. And this, I know we're going to get into the episode, but I do have one question. Yeah. Because, you know, you're kind of like my tour guide Barbie when it comes to places to eat.
Yeah.
As we all know, I was sober, or I'm now sober, so I just started eating dinners recently.
Mm-hmm. You're eating dinners instead of drinking them.
That's right.
Got it.
Yeah. So I don't ever know where to eat and stuff. And Nazar is not from LA, so I never really know what to do. Mm-hmm. I always ask you. But here's my question.
Okay.
Our high tea plans are for actually a few days after Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fucked up?
Okay.
Or is this the wrong move? I want to take her to an Indian place because we love Indian food.
I know just the place to take her to.
Really?
I know one of the most romantic Indian spots.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Is it in the Val?
No. Actually, but I know an Indian spot in the Val. I'll tell you off pod.
Tell me off pod, but I'm worried.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
You can't.
Don't, you know what?
You can't
Don't
have
say
sex.
What. You know I'm talking about Indian food on a boning holiday. You know what?
Okay.
Don't make
I'm
me
so
spell
glad.
It out for you, Toots McGee. Oh, my stomach. You're over here sharding on
I'm
pod in front of G-Flip.
Not.
Don't make me spell it out for you.
Don't. You
I'm
know that that's
worried.
Not what that was. You know that I haven't eaten all day. It's 4 o'clock. Literally 4 o'clock I haven't eaten. And you
I
know
literally
it's...
thought you were saying, you know I have a sharding disorder. I thought that's... Okay, tell me.
You can't have sex after Indian food. You're going to have to make, here's what I would do. Have dinner at 4:30.
Okay.
Okay. You wait 2 to 3 hours after. You take a walk on the beach. You
okay.
go get something. You get a something after, like a drink to settle the stomach.
Mm-hmm. A decaf.
Macchiato.
Yes, yeah. Actually, though.
you're going to want to time it right.
Yeah.
Because with Indian food, it's heavy.
It's heavy.
Okay. There's a lot of rice. There's a lot of
everything. There's a lot of curry, Kenny.
Samosa. I mean, like, everything is going to be heavy.
Yeah.
So it's either you plan it. You have to plan accordingly.
So you think early dinner and I can still take it there?
Early dinner or early bone sesh?
Of course. Who am I? You know what? It's because it's on a weekday. I have to wait for her to get off of work. But, like, of course, late dinner, early bone.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you guys were here for this.
To kind of walk us. Yeah.
Thank you, Ken. I knew you would know.
You got to plan accordingly to whatever dinner. If you're going to have a sushi dinner, you're fine.
Yeah, you're
fine. Sushi's light.
It's lighter than air.
If you're having Italian, now that's kind of right in the middle.
Well, that's actually pretty heavy.
No,
imagine you're having Alfredo.
No, depends on the crust.
Imagine you're having Alfredo, a white sauce.
Okay, but are you doing a salad as an app?
Of course not. I'm not a fucking loser.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty sure that Italian is lighter than Indian food.
It is, but just by a hair.
What do you think is the best food?
Pre-sex food?
Mm-hmm.
A grain bowl comes to mind.
Did you just grunt a grain bowl at me?
I hate grain bowls, honestly. But you know what is a really good one? It's a half a baked potato. You split it with your lover and a piece of salmon with some asparagus. You're going to be fine.
That seems heavy. A baked potato is so heavy.
Dude, a half a baked potato. You need something to fill you up. You know, I ran a 10K. What am I going to do?
I think if you want sexiest dinner.
Yeah, tell me.
Sexiest dinner is going to be sushi. You're going to have a miso soup, a couple edamame, couple sashimi. Get out there.
Yeah, I do agree. And everyone listening, if you're still like, what are we going to do on Valentine's Day? I want to fuck after dinner because of timeline stuff. Sushi.
You got to go
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Have sushi, then make love.
Make sweet. Passionate.
Yeah.
Love. Let's get into the episode.
I'm sorry. And then I swear to God, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Do you, on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
For the SEX?
Yeah.
Do you do things a little differently?
Like performance-wise?
Of course, I'm talking performance.
I've already talked about Desperado by Rihanna. And I've already talked about...
I forget that sometimes you incorporate music.
I incorporate music. I incorporate dance.
Mm-hmm.
I incorporate costume.
Yes.
Character. Here's the thing. I think Valentine's Day is for straight people.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that they go big on Valentine's Day because throughout the rest of the year, they're not doing much.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't go that big on Valentine's Day. Like, I'll go out to dinner. I'll do something nice. But I'm doing stuff all year round.
For sure.
I'm being romantic every month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm not going to go big. I'm not going to go get an outfit. I'm not going to put on music. I'm already doing that every other month.
For sure. Yeah.
This is just another day for me.
Honestly, I would say... Like, I feel like the queer community as well, you know, like straight people, they're partying Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Like lesbians, we're getting hammered on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Like our nights out are Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Like Valentine's Day is very much like we're straight. Oops, we had a weird year. Forgot your birthday. Kissed your brother once. Let's go crazy.
Excuse me?
What?
Huh? Kissed your brother once?
Yeah.
Also, I don't think queer people are going out on Thursdays. That is Law & Order SVU night.
You're right. That was ignorant of me.
Man, that was really stupid, dude.
Please don't come for me, Diane's, who love Law & Order SVU.
Especially
Wait,
Mariska
that's all
Hart.
Of them. Who am I kidding? That's every single one of us. Whatever. Yeah, I think you're right. I think for me, because I don't like when things feel... I don't like when I feel like everyone's waiting to have sex with each other.
Yeah.
That makes me feel like it's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's too... You know, New Year's Eve, what are we going to kiss now? Like, it's too much.
It's a little on the nose.
For me, I like to, right around the holiday... Crank it up sex style wise, try some new things, bring out some toys that you haven't seen since the mid 90s.
Okay.
Bring them out around that time. And then on Valentine's Day, I say
missionary only.
The way our
forefathers.
Forefathers did it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And on that note, we have an amazing episode today.
We do.
And I personally can't wait for this one. We have on G Flip. We had the best time with G Flip.
Yeah, you know G Flip from being a rock star.
Being a literal rock star.
Sit back and enjoy this episode. We love you. You know, we went to your show.
Yeah, I know. I saw the Instagram. Mm-hmm. You tagged me. I saw it.
We were
stoked.
All the way up.
We were mosh pitting.
We also had, I got deep in the pit.
You did go pit.
I got deep in the pit, obviously. Mm-hmm. And on our way out, somebody was trying to take a picture with us, and they flashed all their boobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Which I feel like is different than it's the vibe energy at a comedy show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You've never got a nip at a comedy show?
All right, no, we have. Nip,
but we've said, please don't. We've said, don't show us. And they have.
Yeah.
And that happened again at your show.
I think the energy that you kind of put out there.
Is nips.
It's nip forward.
Nip forward.
It's Nip it's City. It's Nip City, USA.
It's a little bit horny.
It's horny energy.
Horn dogging?
Yes.
A little bit.
The energy horny was very sexy at your show.
Yeah. That's
palpable.
Good. That's a good energy to have.
Yeah, wouldn't you say?
I think so. You know?
I think it's major. I also would really like to, we are recording, but I would like to kind of, you said a compliment right before we started recording.
Yeah. Would you like me to
say
it again?
I would love to hear it again.
The part that I listen to you guys and I think your podcasts are great. Yes. Also, when I can't sleep, I whack you guys on. So you do
did
soothe
you say
me
you
to sleep.
Whack us on?
Yeah, whack it on. Whack it on the.
You just whack it on.
I'm loving
That's an Aussie thing to say. Okay. Whack it on. Yeah. So I feel like you guys, your voices might just soothe me if I have a little nod off.
That.
Because I'm used to you guys literally when I can't sleep, I've got like anxiety at night. I put
our dumbasses
voices
on
and then I drift off to sleep.
This is it. When you're recording, Ken,
yeah,
and you're talking about, for example, answering a question about squirting, do you ever think that on the other end is G-Flip trying to sleep?
No. And then the intro music comes on, and then I'm like, listen in again.
Oh my God. Okay. Honor.
That's the biggest compliment of all time.
I think you guys are great. So when, you know, asked to come in here, I was like, hell's yeah.
Oh,
this is huge.
Thank God you're here.
I know.
This fucking rocks.
You're also on our Valentine's Day episode. I don't know if you know this, but
this is our Valentine's Day episode.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Let's talk about love. I love it.
We have to talk about love.
I love love.
Do you really?
Fucking yeah.
Are you a romantic?
I've got love tattooed on my fucking hand.
That's beautiful.
And love hearts and shit.
You also have bad tatted on your arm.
Yeah. I've got hectic. I've got party question mark.
Party?
Like, I love you. I'm a lover boy.
Yeah, you are a lover.
Yeah, hectic.
What's it like to go on a date with G-Flip?
Walk us through.
Like, what kind of a, like, are you like a...
I love being a gentle day, a gentle woman, gentle man.
Yeah.
I love, you know, as a kid, I remember, you know, seeing movies where, like, the dudes would, like, open the doors and, like, be polite and shit like that and always open the doors to the cars, to the restaurant. I'm all about that.
Opening a door
is...
Wait.
That to me...
It could backfire, though. What if your partner also wants to open the door?
So then it's just two dykes holding a door open after you?
No, after you.
No, after you.
See, they could get dicey.
It does. Yeah. It can get to be a lot. But when you can open the door.
I know.
And if you open a door and you're the woman you're on a date with goes through and then she turns back and you're holding the door open for a grandma.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're in.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're in.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
That's a done deal.
Yeah, that's a date with G-Flip. Right
do you do flowers?
I love that.
Do you flowers as
Oh, yeah. I do flowers. I recently sent Chriselle flowers. She got nominated for People's Choice Award.
Hell yeah.
For Best Reality Star.
Of course.
And I set my alarm to wake up at like 3 a.m. so that I could send Chriselle flowers before she went to work. She was doing hair and makeup. To do Selling Sunset, so I needed to get in that window to get her some flowers before she got to work. I love sending a little cheeky flower.
And here's the thing.
That's the best.
I feel like, too, when you're, like, I feel like men will send flowers and they'll have no idea what the schedule is.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be an apology or Valentine's Day.
Yes, yes.
If there's only 2 days that they send flowers.
Yeah, they're like, oops. Sorry, I forgot your birthday again.
Yeah, it's like those two.
Yeah, but you, like, actually know the schedule. Like, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah, I think, like, obviously, you know, I'm a bit all over the place with work and so is my sweet baby darling, Chriselle. So we've always got to be looking at the schedule, planning ahead, making sure, you know, we do regular FaceTimes, all that kind of stuff, you know, because we're in different places all the time.
No, it's hard.
I know, because we also tour very differently.
Very different. Less nipples.
Way less. Well.
I feel like this is going to start something and you guys are going to cop heaps of nipples on your next tour.
Oh, my God. Or, yeah.
I pray to God we do.
Shit.
Then Mackenzie will see her first ever nipple.
I'm hoping. I'm praying every night. I know. Wait, actually, I want to stick with love for a second because you said you're a super big romantic.
Yeah, heaps.
Who was your first ever crush? And it could be like celebrity or non-celebrity. Do you remember like the first time you had a crush on somebody?
First time I had a crush on someone. Oh, I think it was in like kindergarten.
That young?
Yeah, I had a crush on the help teacher.
It's always a teacher, isn't it?
Oh, it's always a teacher.
It was like the, like, I feel like I would have been like 3 or 4 and there was like, I don't know if you guys do it in the States, but we do like, it's called like work experience. And when you're in like year 10, like when you're 16, 15, you go to a workplace for a week and you learn what it's like to like adapt to the work environment. So I reckon there was like a help teacher who would have probably been like 16. I was like 3 or 4. And I remember just like following her around and like pretending to take naps, but like secretly like staring at her and like wanting to sit in her lap all the time and just like had a crush on her.
Opening doors for her, bringing her flowers. Gee, that's young.
Yeah, it's pretty young.
Oh my God, I love that.
Wait, that's so sweet. I remember having a, also way too young, having a crush on a teacher. We went to a roller rink and I asked her for a dance, a slow, you know how
you
wouldn't dance. I must've been 6. You wouldn't dance at a roller rink. You would, they were, do you know what snowball is?
No.
Snowball is like, they put on kind of like a lovey-dovey song and cause you can't dance on, you can, but couples dancing on roller skates is really challenging. You would go around and ask somebody to hold hands while you skate around.
That's really cute.
It's called snowball.
Cute.
Can I ask why?
I wish I knew. I wonder if this is a Midwest thing now that I think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Have you heard of this?
No.
Snowball?
But I knew what you meant. If you're asking to dance, it's just holding hands and going around.
And I asked the teacher to snowball with me, which looking back is bold. It's kind of a bold thing to do as a 6-year-old. And she said no because she was going to snowball with her husband. And I remember feeling absolute betray. I was like, what does this guy have that I don't have? Age? Age of consent? That coward? I'm like, a child. Yeah.
Hey, I like that, though.
Thank you. Did you have a crush on a teacher? I feel like that's a very queer thing to happen.
It is. That's why I was like kind of, I feel like that is always the first queer crush you have as a teacher. Mine was Miss Michelle.
Go off. And I was, shout out Miss Michelle.
Miss Michelle. Yeah. And she was like definitely like 20 or 21.
Yeah.
And then I remember hearing that she went on a date with one of the male teachers, the PE teacher. And
what
I was livid.
Honestly, it's a betrayal.
It's another betrayal.
It's a betrayal.
What the hell?
But how old are you in first grade?
First grade, you're probably 7 or 8.
Okay, so that was my first crush, 7 or 8. Late bloomer.
Holy shit. No, I love that.
Yeah.
I love being a little gentleman.
I know.
I was going to ask you, so I just got engaged.
Love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, waiting for a round of applause.
Wait, what happened? Does everyone know the proposal? What
there was, down? Everyone knows.
Okay.
I'm like, now in the process of when you tour venues, and I've had this issue where everything is like there's one bridal suite and then they put the groom in like a literal closet full of trash and they're like, you can put a trough of ice and crack your Bud Lights here if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been referring to myself in the wedding planning as the broom, which is the bridegroom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What do we think of broom? Do we like it?
I don't like the image it gives me.
Are you picturing a broom?
Oh, just a broom and a tuxedo.
I like broom.
You like broom?
I'm a husband.
Oh, I like husband.
A husband. Like wife, husband.
Yeah, I'm a husband.
Ooh, that's really
Michelle's
good.
I'm Michelle's husband.
But it sounds stronger than broom because broom is a word already.
Yeah, what's another option for broom?
I mean, you could do gride.
A gride.
A gride seems very, though, like, it's harsh. You know what I mean? Gride?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think I could be a gride, but I could definitely be a broom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you pick and choose what you feel nice about. I think broom, you own it. You can own broom.
Yeah, broom's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Now, wait, when you got married, because did you guys have 2 weddings? Is that right?
Yeah, we get married every year.
Incredible.
I fucking love that.
Every single fucking year.
Are you going to do another one?
Yeah, we organize it just the week out, so it's not stressful. There's no stress. If guests can't come, their loss. Could be a different, like, you know, different group of people each time. rogue spot.
Obsessed.
We get someone. It always has to be someone like interesting to marry us.
Uh-huh.
So first was Elvis impersonator.
Incredible.
Next was Emma, Chrishell's best friend.
Okay.
Who's on Selling Sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Who wore a denim bikini and a denim cowgirl hat.
Perfect. Perfect.
And, you know, this year, we'll see what happens.
Holy shit.
That is such a good idea. To do one every year. Because, you know, I told you I love proposing. And I want to propose every year.
You should do it.
Because it's so much fun.
I'd do it. Who makes the rules? Everyone's sticking to this. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love doing something every year, but also having no pressure on it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, make it no pressure. And it's like we celebrate birthdays every year. Why don't we celebrate our love every year and have a cheeky, crazy wedding every year?
I fucking
And
love
then
it.
Like, and I'm not talking like elaborate, like heaps of cash. Yeah. Just like, you know, spontaneous, random,
Olive
wherever.
Garden.
Yeah. Head to an Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. Invite, you know, 10 of your mates the week before. If they can make it, they can make it. If they can't, they can't.
That's the way
Dude,
to do
this
it.
This is what you could do.
I feel like people really do get overwhelmed with weddings where they're like, this is going to be... The second I got engaged, people were like, hold on to every shred of what you got. And I'm like, are we okay? Like, is there...
Well, because some people are like, this is the biggest night of your life.
Right. That's too much.
That's so much pressure.
Also, we're all performers. Yeah. Like, and we all spend... Well...
One of us is a performer.
Ken is... We are like... We have to do... our thing where we are perceived a lot.
Yeah.
Like, we get perceived a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I don't want to make, I don't know, I think people get really over, they can really overwhelm themselves with, like, this is my one opportunity for a wedding. And I'm like, yes, for sure. But I'm like, relax.
One night to prove that I'm straight.
Imagine. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Also, tour life is, it's different. Like, do you guys, you're long distance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time, right?
Yeah.
Do you have like a routine that kind of helps you feel like lovey-dovey? We have a routine with our honey buns.
I know. I'm wondering. Well, how long are you on the road? Because you did U.S. and the
I was
UK
just in,
last year?
When? Yeah, I was just in the... I literally just flew in from the UK last night.
Oh, I saw your stories. The shows were packed.
Yeah, they were pumping.
All sold out.
Yeah.
Insane.
Really, yeah, really hectic.
How do you feel?
Feels so great. I didn't know I had an audience over there. We were very surprised. We were like, let's hope we can sell one out. And then we sold like two in like one day and then a third one the next day. So it was very...
What the
fuck?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Had no idea. Like my team, no one had any idea. My booking agents over there, like no one had any idea.
Gee, you got to get on the analytics.
Oh, there's...
Yeah, get Kenny in there.
Yeah. Okay. Kenny's on the analytics.
I got you.
We need Kenny on the analytics.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that surprises. So that also, what a fun surprise when you go to somewhere and you're like, I wonder how we're going to do in Springfield, Missouri. And then it's like, oh, packed. Like, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I cried on stage. I'm also a big crier.
Okay, you're a softie.
Yeah.
You're like a little sweetie.
Yeah, I'm a little sweetie.
Like tatted up, but like got roses and also like.
A romantic.
Yeah, romantic. I cry.
Yeah.
I'm soft as.
I have to ask you.
I write music.
Oh, right.
Like sad little songs,
What is your zodiac sign?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
Hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now we're in.
Now
we're fully locked in.
Oh, my God. Wait, do you write, I'm trying to think because I'm not a musician, even though people always beg me to sing. And yeah, I'm an alto.
Nobody's
Thank you.
Begging you.
I could do it if I had to. Gun to my head, I will sing the national anthem at a sporting event. Okay, fine.
You would do it, no gun to
I would do it. I would pay to do it.
Yeah, you would. You would.
But I'm like, so we do stand-up, and I'm like, whenever things happen, good or bad, it turns into material pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Is that the same for, like, songwriting? Like, what's your process for getting a feeling into your music? Mm-hmm. Is there a delay?
No. I think exactly what you just said, good or bad, it can be a song. But you can, you can write a song really about anything. If you've got nothing to write a song about, you can write a song about not having anything to write about.
Yeah.
I love that.
Or like, why do you know, you can just write about, you know, there's so much that's going on every single day.
Constantly.
I don't know. Yeah. And I very much, my music's very much like open book. Like I just write about what the fuck's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So love songs when you're falling in love is in real time.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Do you ever get your song stuck in your head?
The only song that I get stuck in my head of my own is one song.
Which one?
It's like the only song of mine that I really like.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no. Are you for real?
No, yeah.
Like, as a consumer of music, you're like...
I'm like, I don't know about other artists, but once I release the song, I never fucking listen to it again.
Incredible.
Wow.
Never again.
Yeah. But you have to play it every night.
Yeah, then I play it, and that's fun, and that's fine, but like, you're I'll never listen car. To the recording again.
Fascinating. That is fascinating.
And other artist friends are the exact same.
Yeah.
I'll hear, like, the song come on the radio or hear it somewhere, and I'll be like, what the fuck? That's what that song sounds like? The hell was I thinking?
Yeah. That's interesting.
The fuck? But yeah, I've got one song called The Worst Person Alive, which I sometimes sing in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh,
that's
I actually like that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's nice when you can look back and be like, I really fucking went there with that one.
Yeah, I dig that one. The rest, I'm like, eh. They're fun to play live, but I'd never listen to the recordings.
Fair. Honestly, yeah. I feel like there are certain people in comedy that I'm like, I have a theory that if you think you're a hot stand-up comedian, that you're the worst comedian of all time.
You can't and be a hot
like
comedian.
Like hot as in like sexy.
Yes.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if you think that you are sexy.
Oh, God.
Then I'm like, this is going to be
bad comedy.
Yeah. And I think about those people must watch their stand-up back and be like, hell yeah. But if you're like constantly growing, evolving, you're changing, you're like, you're doing new music, going back must be like weird, right?
Yeah. I think you can't look back at your stuff and be like, I fucking crushed that so hard.
I don't know, do you guys ever watch back at some of your stand up from years ago and be like, fucking yeah.
No. Cringe.
Yeah.
Cringe.
I love
bad.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so I think it's the same with artists across the board.
It must be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I try to be like, it made sense. I try to be nicer because I used to look back and be like, what the fuck? But like, usually when you start stand up, you're so bad at it for so long that I try to be like, okay, I get it. You were young, you were drunk, you were like trying a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I try to be kinder. But yeah, you.
As you should.
Yeah, you shouldn't look back.
I wonder if like artists that like make vases and shit look back at their like fucking vase and they're like, what the fuck was I thinking, you know?
Yes.
If it's maybe a pussy, like we have vases that were given to us that were pussy vases.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you like, if it's such a choice like that, that you go back later and you're like, what was I doing here?
Yeah.
But I do love that pussy vase.
We do love those pussy vases. Anyways, shout out. I think I talked over you when I was asking about
tour
the routine because
we have such a routine on the road where we will get off stage.
Yeah.
And we have a very similar, very high octane show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you say high octane?
I can't wait to come. Oh, God.
You're going to love it.
You're always invited. You're always, actually, always on the guest list.
Well,
we show up and we're like, G's coming tonight. And we give them your name.
I'm going to rock up one time and I'm not going to tell you.
Great.
Just going to be there.
If I ever see you in the audience, I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah.
I want you to piss.
You heard it here first. G Flip wants piss. G Flip wants two dyke piss. Incredible.
Okay. We get off stage. Yeah. And like I said, pyrotechnics. We have a lot of like high octane stuff.
High
you
octane.
You have pyro?
No.
No. Oh. We don't have anything. We have two microphones.
And we're sitting
and
on
us.
A couch and it's very low energy.
Yep.
Oh. We will get off stage. We go home. And we both immediately call our wives. So we're
love
AirPods in. On we have two queen beds, always same hotel room.
Same room. Mm-hmm.
And we FaceTime our girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watch wrestling and then we go to bed.
WWE?
If we're lucky, it's WWE. A lot of time it's Impact. It's like whatever is on the cable at the hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a weird night.
Because we got to like wind it down. I'm also sober. So, like, now I'm like, well, what do I do until I go to bed? And I guess it's like
wrestling.
Watch wrestling with my BFF.
So, like, that's our post-game routine. What is yours?
I want to get on this WWE.
I highly recommend
wrestling.
It. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of fun.
It honestly, like, releases all of that.
Do you have favorite wrestlers that you're like, fuck yeah?
Yeah, there was that woman. I can't remember her name. She was honestly, like, so talented at it. She was, I mean, beautiful and strong, of course, but like the way she performed her wrestling job, I was like,
you
give
go,
her
girl.
An Oscar. Yeah. I'm like, what am I looking at here? Yeah. Do you remember her, the brunette?
Yes, of course I remember her. Because then they'll do like sketches.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of, it's an athlete and a sketch comedian.
Honestly, it takes, they're athletes,
you
they're
guys
performers.
Ever thought about making the crossover?
All the time.
Think about it all the time.
I think about it
all the time.
What have I been training for all this time?
if we could turn Two Dykes and a Mic into a wrestling kind of performance.
Great.
Anyways.
What's your routine?
What do I wind down?
What do? I get off stage. Oh, I'm pretty like hectic after because I run around so much and I'm jumping so much and I'm like drumming and, you know, it's super high energy. So I get a bit weird after I like stare.
Excuse me?
I like stare at the walls and shit. It's because my body's like.
You're coming like, down off the high.
Off like the adrenaline and like what the fuck just happened that I like get a bit like starey and like. People talk to me and I'm just like staring at the wall or some shit.
Interesting.
That happens for like 15, 20 minutes and then.
15 to 20 hours. I'm just staring off.
And then I normally pack up my stuff and then go back to the hotel room. And then if Chriselle's awake, I'll call Chriselle, do the same, FaceTime wifey. And then maybe if there's a bath in the hotel, have a bath. Ooh. And then I go to sleep. Oh, no, then I try and message as many people back who came to the show.
Oh, tagged me. That's really nice.
I like to
do it. That's classy.
Yeah, because I just want to say thank you, and I've done that ever since my very first show, which was like 4 or 5 years ago. So
that's a lot of effort.
Just try and message as many people back until it's like, oh, my God, I'm falling asleep. And then I go to sleep, and then I wake up, and then...
You do it again.
Do it all again.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So you're not out here trashing hotel rooms?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm like eating vegetables before stage and like doing workouts and stuff.
You're a Virgo. Yes.
Like, yeah, not getting, I used to back in the day like drink a fair bit and like party a fair bit. But now for like, I think for artists that like, you know, are really working really hard and have like 5, 6, 7 shows a week, it's like you can't get ruined every night. Like I'd lose my voice. I wouldn't be able to sing. I wouldn't be able to be fit and run around and play drums and sing. Like, it's just impossible. So I keep pretty healthy, to be honest.
No, you have to.
Your show is so high energy, and you're such a good fucking performer.
Yeah.
We, like, went and were mind blown.
True.
Oh, like, actually mind blown.
No, truly. We were like, this is unreal.
Yeah. I kept turning to Ray and being like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're, like, one of the best performers I've ever seen live.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Surely that's a, just no, a nice thing.
It was an unreal performance. And you're going back out on tour in May, right?
Yeah, in May.
And you're doing the whole US.
Yeah, we're going to a lot of places that I didn't get to go to because you guys, your country, this place is so big.
It's huge.
It keeps going.
It's fucking huge.
And then the middle, you're like, are we doing this again? And then it comes back around.
Yeah.
There's so many places. In Australia, there's like, you know, 5 places you go to. But here there's like fucking so many places. So going to some of the same spots that I went to last tour and then new places that I haven't been before.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be cute. I'm excited. I love touring.
Isn't it the best?
I like it a lot.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
I just like waking up in new places every day. And I love, weird thing about me, I love floor plans. So every time I stay at a hotel, I love looking at the floor plans.
Stop.
So my favorite thing to do.
Floor plans?
I love floor plans.
What do you mean?
I have weird like hobbies and things that I love.
Oh my
and get obsessed. And I get upset like every month I'm obsessed with a bunch of new things.
Ooh.
What is this month?
I've got it in my phone.
Yeah, let me see. What do we got?
Floor plans.
I love any just like Chriselle knows as soon as we walk into that hotel room, I'm gonna close the door and I'm gonna look at that floor plan.
The one on the back of the door.
Yeah. I wanna see what size this room is compared to the other rooms, like where's the closest exits?
Oh my God.
Where's the elevators? I love it.
Can I tell you, this is why this is such a good thing that you look at that. Rachel and I actually this past year were in a hotel fire and we had to evacuate.
On the road. Shout out Orlando, Florida.
No.
What?
Fuck you, Orlando, Florida.
Almost killed us.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I opened the door. So we heard fire alarms and then we heard a guy yelling. No, the fire alarms hadn't started.
No.
We heard a guy screaming, fire, fire. There's a fire on the floor. I opened the front door. There's a wall of smoke. The whole floor was on fire.
Fuck.
So I close the door. I'm like, Ray, there's a fire. You took your top off immediately.
Like, out of stress. I'm not good under pressure. I'm like good at certain things, but not under pressure.
It was so nuts.
And I had to put on a bunch of sports bras because we were going down 10 flights of stairs. 14. I'm stressed. I'm stressed. 14?
14 flights of stairs.
Oh my shit.
And it was so terrifying.
Kenny pulled the alarm.
I did.
It was the hottest thing I've ever seen her do.
I was like, get your shit together. I pulled the alarm. I told a man to go inside and get his shit. I was like, we're all evacuating. We got our stuff, went down 14 flights of stairs, and then, yeah, that whole floor was, like, gone. It was
evacuated,
crazy.
Yeah. So be careful out there.
Holy
and know
shit.
The exit plan.
Know the exit plan.
Well, everyone, get in your hotel room, close the door, look at that floor plan.
Look at the floor plan.
Look at that motherfucking floor plan. Okay, my obsessions for this month. NFL. I've learned about American football. Mm-hmm. The season finished when my football in Australia finished. The NFL season finished when I was actually on the road doing my tour last year. And I've just become obsessed with all the teams. I haven't picked a team yet, but I just know about all the teams and I'm really into it.
I know you haven't picked one yet.
Yeah.
But do you have a few that you like?
I have a few teams that I really like.
I would love to hear which teams you're into.
I don't know anything about football, so.
Okay. Detroit Lions, they just got knocked out yesterday. But they're such underdogs. They've been pretty shit for like 30 years or something. Like
they're bad. Some would say they're really bad usually.
Yeah, they've just been really bad, but they're coming through. Mm-hmm. And Goff, their quarterback's been playing really well.
Wow.
And he got traded from the Rams. And I just really like the underdog story of that. Obviously, the Chiefs are great. I love Travis Kelce, Swifty all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Yeah.
But they've won a lot, you know? So it's like sometimes you're like, you can just go for the team that wins all the time, or you can go for maybe an underdog team. I also like the Ravens, because Lamar Jackson, I think he's a great quarterback. The 49ers are in the Super Bowl. I also think they're good. McCaffrey, Bosa, you know, Purdy, another underdog story. He was like one of the latest draft picks like ever for a quarterback, like
the
in
last.
The 200s or something. So I think that's pretty cool. Other teams I thought are pretty great. Dolphins, they were really impressive. And I kind of have a soft spot for the Bills as well.
So you are picking all of the best teams, I just want to say.
That rocks.
Well, they're the teams that I've just been
getting recently.
Into. Some of the other teams that, you know, I went to a Chargers game.
Now they are bad.
That was my very
first. That's a real underdog story.
Yeah, but they've got a new coach that is taken over. So I reckon they're going to be starting to get real fierce.
They're going to be good.
The next few years.
Yes. Is somebody telling you this? Like, do you have somebody who's shepherding you into the NFL, or you get all this from, like, watching the games?
No, I watch every game. I've
Holy
watched nearly every game.
Oh
I love
God.
This so much.
I'm just
doing the research.
I've gotten weirdly obsessed with it. And when I get obsessed with something, I get really, really obsessed.
You're all
with
in.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like NFL TikTok. I'm just like looking at everyone's draft history. I'm like, where did they come from? Who? What team did they play for? Anyway, okay, the next obsession, porridge.
Oh, my God. Like,
you guys
oatmeal.
Call it oatmeal.
Oats.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Ate it as a kid, went totally off it.
Yeah,
I was
like,
fuck, Mom, I don't want porridge anymore. I'm back on the porridge train. Eating it every day.
Yeah.
And when I get obsessed, I have it every single day.
Wait, tell me what's in your porridge.
Yeah, what do you put on top?
Bits of banana.
Yes.
Bits of, like, nuts, like almonds
you have to
and
do
shit.
Nuts.
For sure.
Honey.
Yes.
Straight up.
Please.
Some berries, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
You ever, you know, you know what PB2 is?
No.
Oh, it's like dry peanut butter, nothing in it. No, like, sugar, no nothing, but
it's
dry.
Why don't you just put real peanut butter in?
Because it's a little healthier, okay? You put it in there, mix it in with your porridge. Now we're cooking. Put protein in there. Now we're getting jacked.
Yeah, now we're getting
now we're getting ripped.
Huh? WWE, we're coming. The next thing I got obsessed with, the plague, the Black Death.
Stop.
In the UK, I was in the UK, and I just wanted to know some history. I actually did a meet and greet, and I said, if anyone has any facts about the plague, please let me know. So I had all these random people coming up to me, like, you know, getting a photo, but telling me facts. And
Wait,
it's really interesting.
I'm loving the plague.
The plague is crazy. What?
This is the Black Plague, right?
It's called, no, the Plague, but they another nickname is the Black Death.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Of course.
This interview is taking a real turn.
No, it's fun. Honestly, this is
very
exciting.
No, we were like,
this
is a Valentine's episode, and she's like, let's talk
about
plague.
The plague. Wait, no, this is great. What are your meet and greet lines typically, or your meet and greets, what are they like typically? Are they always kind of Black Death forward?
No, never. No, sometimes I just got on a rant talking about, like, I was in the UK and I was like, guys, I want to know all about, you know, witches. Apparently there's heaps of witch stories
in the
UK. And, like, you walk around the UK and you look at the buildings, you're like, there's heaps of ghosts here. There's fucking witches. There's little gremlins.
Spirits.
Like, hells yeah.
Yeah.
That place is haunted.
I know.
For sure.
I know.
That's kind of why I like it, though. I feel like that's why we like Boston so much and, like, Salem, because we did a witch tour.
Oh,
and it was spooky.
I was so scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I have not.
All right,
but ghosts
time.
Have been around. My sister can see ghosts. There's been ghosts in the houses I've lived in growing up.
Mm-hmm. That's
but I
what
asked
this mic's
them.
For. That's what this mic is for, picking up all the essences.
I tell the ghost, I say, I know you're here, but hey, we're cool. We're cool. We're just going to coexist.
That's what I say when there's men at our comedy shows. I go, I know you, some of you are here, but we're cool.
We're cool.
We can coexist.
Don't make any sudden movements.
Yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah.
Love it.
What else?
Well, because I was just in the UK, small British pubs on corners. They've got these cute little pubs and all the stools are so small. They're like come below your knees. The stools in the bars, they're tiny little stools.
Oh, they're tiny.
They're small.
Do they have big torsos there?
I don't know.
Screaming.
All the seats are small. They're either fucking high or they're like real little. And like they love the color maroon.
Oh, wow.
I also for love their carpets.
Maroon. Yeah, that's
for
great.
Their covers or dark green. They love it. And it feels like real cozy, like grandma's house. All their little pubs. Fucking love it. Okay. The next thing is calling everything a doot.
D-O-O-T?
Yeah.
Doot.
Pass me that doot.
Pass me that doot.
I'm just like.
A slur? What
or
is
I
that?
Say, thanks, doot. I just call my dog or say, Krisha, thanks, doot. Or like, pass doot. Me that doot. Like, I just call him shit doot. I made that one's totally me.
Okay.
I made that one up.
This list rocks.
Yeah.
By the way.
The chord. There's a musical, like a chord on the piano, A add 9. I just really like it.
I wish we had a keyboard here.
That
it's
rocks.
Really nice. And then my niece named Betty Moon. My sister just had a baby.
Oh my God.
And this is her little head.
Let me see.
Shut up.
That is
Wait, that's a
cutie.
Cute
Look at that nose.
Baby. Yeah.
Betty?
My niece is my Betty background
Moon.
Too.
Betty Moon.
That's my hyperfixations of January. Next month it'll change.
That's so many for January.
When you go hard on things that you're obsessed with, it sounds like you're like every day you're like porridge, porridge, porridge. Do you then one day go get this porridge the fuck away from me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I once like ate eggs every day and then I didn't eat eggs for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate the NFL in like 2 months.
No, sport, I like NFL now because when my Australian sport is over, that starts. So then I can have, what I'm worried about is the NFL is finishing in 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck am I going
to
do?
I can't wait.
Basketball.
Am I into basketball or baseball?
No, basketball's so much better.
Okay, well, who's your team?
Suns. Phoenix Suns.
Okay, Phoenix
I'm
Suns.
All Arizona Phoenix.
Okay.
It is so much more fun. Baseball's boring. You have to go to a game for it to be fun.
Yeah, no.
I had an NBA stage in the Steve Nash era.
It's Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, Phoenix Suns, yeah.
This is huge.
I've always said there's two types of lesbians in the world. Lesbians who like sports and lesbians who like geography.
Okay.
And I'm neither.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why...
We're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here now. You also mentioned on the road that you do a workout. I think all of us, I think I speak for the entire queer community when I say, what's your workout routine looking like?
You're shredded.
Oh,
well, you, and you have to be to do that much.
I think a lot of it is actually the show.
Yeah, the drumming and like, jumping. And...
Like drumming and I think like I have to tense a lot. So if I'm singing and drumming, I'm like fully moving my arms, but I have to keep my face still. So it's my core is just like tense the whole time for me to keep my body still and my arms going, laying it in and then keeping my face to a microphone. So my core is always engaged. And I feel like when I'm singing, my core is always engaged, but I'm also running around but I do workouts. I have like a little workout that I do on my phone. Like, and I do that on the road.
Like with weights or no, you have to do body weight if you're on the road. You can't pack a dumbbell. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
No, I bring the
like,
the bands.
Dumbbell?
Oh, the bands.
You bring the bands and I like the bands that have the handles on them. So I do like arm, shoulder, like back traps with that.
Dude, we can do this on the road.
I know. I'm taking notes. Those are lightweight.
You could easily travel with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you easily travel with those.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, if there's a little gym at the hotel. Then I'll go in there and then hang out for a bit. And I'd try and make my band members come with me.
That's perfect. That's very healthy. But
that's what I try to do.
Travel healthy.
Yeah. I go on the road.
The gym is your floor
plan. I go to the gym. Yes.
So Rachel shows up to the hotel. She immediately goes, is there free breakfast? Where's your gym? Where's your hot tub?
Because I want a hot tub.
You do.
Love.
But then you're always in the gym at the crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm. I wake up. I get fit. I say, Kenny, come work out with me. It's always a hard no. Mm-hmm. She never. Do your bandmates ever go with you?
Sometimes.
See,
rarely.
That's nice.
Very, very rarely.
Yeah.
I'm a big pass. I'm going to need to see Hoda and Jenna first.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's watching the fucking...
Today Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need the news.
Which is really sweet.
I know. Fine. Listen, I do have some, I'm like, do we even get into these?
Wait, this is what I want to do.
Hmm. Yeah.
On this show before, you might have seen, every once in a while, we will rank the gayest things. Mm-hmm. In the past, we have done the gayest instruments. And we have...
What got the gayest instrument?
Well, we kind of ranked it at number one.
Harmonica.
Was the harmonica.
Really?
Yes. Have you ever seen...
someone wail on a harmonica?
Yeah, true.
You're getting... I mean, it's a lot of mouth movement.
What are we doing?
Yeah, true.
It's slobbery.
It's so mouthy.
It's very cunnilingus-esque.
Yeah.
The harmonica is a hard instrument to play because there's actually really fine... little holes, and you have to get your blowing into that exact hole. I think it's horny.
Yeah, it's very horny. It's almost like finding the right spot on the instrument.
It is.
Hi, yoo-hoo. Yeah. Ding dong. I think that we missed a few in the first one that we
French,
put out.
French horn.
Oh,
was
French
a big
horn.
One.
You put in.
I actually think it is like this, which is even more graphic.
It's the goose?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you call it?
The goose.
The goose that doesn't quack.
Listen.
Dude, stop.
Yeah, that one's pretty gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you need an embouchure, I'm like, that's
gay.
What's
an embouchure?
Embouchure is how you play a brass instrument. It's like the strength of your lips.
Oh yeah,
is embouchure.
I didn't know that.
I played trumpet, which is why I'm gay.
Hell yeah,
and that's the reason. Yeah, for sure. I was in marching band. Say a lot less. Yeah. We know.
Do you pull it back out?
You know what?
You should do that.
Still own
I should.
It?
I bet I still got it. I know I still
you
got the embouchure.
Definitely bring it out.
I bet I could wail. I bet I could absolutely wail.
I don't want to.
Wait,
hear
do
it.
You play? How many instruments are you do right now? You can do all.
Yeah, no, I don't really play any, like, wind or brass instruments, but I have drums, guitar, bass, piano kind of vibe.
Yeah, just the hot ones. Those are the ones that pull honeys. If you play guitar, you're pulling a honey.
That's true. Have you ever used guitar to try and hit on someone?
No.
Ever? Even first grade G-flip?
No, first grade G-flip. I didn't start playing guitar until I was 14. But, like, my first album I wrote to totally get an ex-girlfriend back.
See?
I wrote the whole album, and I sat her down, and I said...
I wrote the whole album?
She was like, what have you been up to? And I was like,
oh, nothing,
you know,
just this.
I'm not playing drums anymore. I'm now going to be a solo artist. Here's this album. It's called About Us. And then, like, played her my first album.
What did she think of it?
She thought it was great, and then we got back together.
Yeah, it
so
worked.
It worked.
It did work.
Oh, my God. So you've gotten back with an ex before.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like...
That can be tricky sometimes.
Mm. Are you friends with any of your exes?
Some of them.
Some are fine?
Some of them, like, we're, like, friendly texts.
Yeah.
Some of them never heard from them ever again.
Yeah, I like that. Mm.
The second one?
Well, I've had a potted plant thrown at me
right.
by that, and I haven't seen her ever again. Mm-hmm. I would like to, though. I would.
A potted plant?
Well,
the full, the pot
potted,
as well?
Well, yeah, we bought plants together. You know when you're like, let's get plants together, babe?
Classic.
You know how that
classic.
Is.
Classic.
Yeah. And then she found some shit on my phone and then threw the potted plant at me, but I was younger back then.
Yeah.
And she wasn't wrong for doing it. Mm-hmm. However, I would see her again.
To what? Mend a broken potted plant?
No, I think out of like partially, and this is where I'm toxic, partially for the material.
Yeah.
And partially because I wonder what the fuck she's up to.
That's bad. That's toxic.
You think that's bad?
That's toxic, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really ever, I'm working on boundaries. It takes a long time, obviously, right. But I'm
very boundaried. I'm going to be, you're never talking to me again.
That's hot.
I'm not writing an album. You know, I'm not trying to get anybody.
I love
back.
That your album worked. Like, that's
worked.
The power of music.
Yeah.
It's going right
well,
back.
I would just, like, be in my room, like, emotional crying and, like, at my piano just, like, fucking writing songs. And then I was kind of like, oh, these are pretty good. And then I played them to my friends and they were like, gee, these are pretty good. And then I was like, I sent them around the music industry. Like, no one, like, kind of discovered me. Like, no one ever, like, saw me playing. I, like, just wrote all these, like, sad queer songs. And then I was like, fuck yeah, I want to do this. I want to be my own artist rather than – because my job beforehand was I was playing drums for people. I'd, like, travel and tour
oh, shit.
As just a drummer. And then I was like, I just hated working for the man. I wanted to be my own boss. So I decided I'm going to go solo. I always wrote music when I was like 14 in my bedroom, but I'd never like taken it real seriously. And I started doing backing vocals, playing drums, but I'd never like really sang in front of anyone. Like, oh my God. Just me. And then, yeah, wrote this like queer sad album, showed it to the ex, got her back like for a year, like, hustled in the industry in Australia and got everyone's like phone numbers and emails, and then sent them my secret SoundCloud link of like my little queer album. And then people liked it, and then I started getting interest for like management and stuff. And then that's how my career started.
How old were you?
This was like 6 years ago, 5 years ago.
Shit.
Yeah.
And it's been fucking skyrocketing ever since.
Yeah, it's been going really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great.
Oh, my God. Massive.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, I have to thank you for your cover of Cruel Summer. I have to thank you for it.
Okay, that was part one of two with our interview with G-Flip.
Wow. What a cliffhanger.
What a cliffhanger.
What a cliffhanger.
I wish you and I could have cliffhanger episodes more often.
Me too. It's been my dream as a creator. Mm-hmm. Sorry, an artist. Sorry, call it what it is, an artist. I don't know why you're laughing.
Yeah.
You have a cliffhanger. So the fact that we got to do that makes me feel pretty happy.
So stick around. Subscribe to the podcast so you can hear next week's episode with G-Flip. We're going to continue this conversation. Go download, subscribe, listen to the podcast. Today's episode was recorded at Spotify Studios in LA. And we will be back.
Honestly, part two gets
steamy.
Remember that story about burning the hair?
Stop.
The bumble fumble?
Yes.
Okay.
G gets into it.
Into it. So we'll see you guys next week. I'm Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.
And I... Do you miss that?
No.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin. Rachel Scanlon. Worldwide dykes for life. Hey, two dykes.